Okay, I'm going to review the use of the incentive spirometer. We will see these in our practice for pre and post-op patients. We'll teach them how to use it because it helps them avoid atelectasis. Patients with COPD also use IS to strengthen their lungs, and patients with active respiratory illnesses like pneumonia are also using IS to help keep their lungs clear and healthy. They will be using the IS 10 times every 1 to 2 hours while they are awake. And our role is to educate them how to use it and educate them on the importance of using it regularly for their lung health. We will observe and encourage them to use it often. We will also keep monitoring their lung sounds. The steps for using the incentive spirometer are to attach the flexible tubing to the port on the device, set the goal for the patient with the marker, and then have the patient sit up and completely exhale their lung contents. Then put their lips around the mouthpiece and inhale deeply and slowly through the device, making sure to keep the yellow indicator within the normal range, which means not too fast or too slow. The piston will rise. The patient needs to keep inhaling as deep as possible until they're unable to hold any more, and then hold their breath for 6 seconds. Then they will exhale slowly and allow the piston to fall before repeating the process. And again, we'll do that for 10 breaths every 1 to 2 hours. And the things that can go wrong with the IS, they can blow into the device, and this is not helpful. And then they can also go too fast or too slow, which doesn't allow it to fall down before repeating the breath. And then if they don't use it often enough, or they don't use it in sets of 10. So it should be used 10 times every 1 to 2 hours. And that would be about